The Togiak Sacro herring fishery normally occurs in April or May, and it's the largest herring fishery in the state of Alaska. In recent years, a low price has resulted in less participation in the fishery by both fishermen and processors, but that changed this year. 24 seiners showed up, which is up from the 14 that showed up in 2012. 37 gillnet vessels participated in this year's fishery, up from the 18 that showed up last year. This year, 6 processors bought herring. That's up from 3 processors last year. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Alaska Division of Commercial Fisheries. He says there were a number of factors at play that could help explain the increased interest this year in the Togiak Sacro herring fishery.
2012, the price was, I think, $200, $250 a ton, and so there was a lot more interest. Then there's all the speculation about Silver Bay coming in and more effort next year. So I think that was part of the reason why there was a big increase in effort this year, although the price ended up, I think, $150 a ton or less for 2013.
In the Togiak Sacro herring fishery season summary issued in early June, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game put the projected ex-vessel value of this year's herring fishery at over $2.8 million. That was based on a grounds price estimate of $100 per ton. If the price ends up above that estimate, the ex-vessel value will go up as well. This year's quota for the Sacro fishery was just over 30,000 tons. The quota for the purse seine gear group was just over 21,000 tons, and the quota for the gillnetters was just over 9,000 tons. The seiners actually hauled in over 20,200 tons of herring. Gillnetters hauled in just over 8,500. As part of Tuesday's presentation, Sands outlined what the Department of Fish and Game is expecting for next year's fishery.
The quota is likely to be very similar in 2014 to what it was in 2013, so around 30,000 tons total. 21,000 for the seiners and 9,000 or so for the gillnet fleet. Silver Bay Seafoods is kind of the big question mark and what they're going to do. Are they going to be ready? There's a lot of talk on the radio. They're saying they want to come in and buy 30% of the total quota. And if they have the capacity to do that, and if they have the fleet size to do that, what's it going to look like for the fishery next year?
Silver Bay Seafoods is currently building a large seafood processing plant in Naknek, and the company intends to have the plant ready to process herring caught in next year's Togiak fishery. Chris Hansen is the fleet manager for Silver Bay Seafoods' Bristol Bay operation. During an interview back in July, Hansen confirmed that the company's fishermen will have the opportunity to enter the Togiak herring fishery if they want to go.
Everyone can go play. Everyone has an opportunity to go to Togiak. Whether they choose to or not, it's not up to us. We're not saying you can't go, right? Everybody can go. And we're going to have a pretty good fleet.
In a prospectus that Silver Bay Seafood sent to fishermen, the company outlined a goal to buy about 30% of the annual Togiak Sacro herring harvest starting in 2014. Sand says one of the big question marks is how Silver Bay's entry into the Togiak herring fishery will change things.
For the past probably 8 years or so, maybe even 10 years, the way the fleets have been operated, the same fleets have been operated as co-ops by the processors. So each individual processor has a fleet of X number of seine vessels, and all those seine vessels fish as a cooperative, so all the fishes that are harvested go into one pot, and then each fisherman gets an equal share of that pot kind of at the end. So it's not necessarily an open competitive fishery from the processor's point of view. So it'll be interesting to see how that works, if Silver Bay does the same thing, or if Silver Bay doesn't do the same thing, if other fleets choose not to do the same way. Just wondering how the dynamics of the management will work out for next year.
The herring processing capacity this year in Bristol Bay was estimated at over 2,600 tons a day. That capacity could increase next year if Silver Bay Seafood's plant is ready and they actually buy herring. It's expected that the 2014 Togiak Sacro herring forecast will be issued sometime in October or November. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.